So we're going to do Daf Yud Beis and Pesachim. We're going to start from the top line on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara beforehand just discussed the fact that we have a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about how much Edim make a mistake in terms of timing. If they saw an incident, how off is their timing? So Rabbi Meir says, gives the example of one aide says 2 hours and one says 3 hours. The fact that they're off by an hour, which the Gemara interprets to mean that they're off either they're not making a mistake at all or they make a mistake by Mashahu, according to the, either Pshat according to Abaya. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the example is they can be off by more, that one aide can say 3 hours and one aide can say 5 hours, and that's also not a mistake. And according to the first Pshat that Abaya gives, that's really making a mistake of just a Mashahu. And according to the second pshat, Rabbi Yehuda says the Edom can make a mistake of even an hour, a show, mashu, an hour and a little bit. In any event, that's the way the Gemara explains the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda according to Abaya. Comes along the Gemara and says on top of Yud Beis as follows. Also Rav Huna Bereda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, Amr L'Shmaitza Kamei de Rava. So he repeated what he heard in the name of Abaya, he repeated it to Rava. So Omar, so Rava says, I don't understand. Uma ilu daikinan bahani sadi. If you go to head to ask these aidim, so what's the whole point? The whole point is that theoretically, each witness is able to make a mistake by a little bit. The haidakama shalosh betchila shalosh. So it comes out that the guy who said, this is all according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the one who said 3 hours meant at the beginning of 3 hours. The haidakama chamesh, and the one who said five on the fifth hour, besides chamesh, he could mean by the end of the fifth. So now, from the beginning of the third to the end of the fifth, is three complete hours. So now already you're talking about witnesses that are contradicting each other. And we shouldn't really be able to kill them, because remember, according to Abayas Pshad and Rabbi Yehuda, even the longest amount of time they're able to make a mistake is an hour and a little bit. So the hour and a little bit, now all of a sudden from the beginning of the third to the end of the fifth is much more than that. So the Eidus should be bottled. Vanan, Nakam v'niktol, and even though you're saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that this is still considered good testimony, and we're going to go and we're going to kill this victim, or not the victim, the person that we're testifying about, the defendant, based on the suffix about whether or not they meant the beginning or the end of the hour of Rahman Omer, but the Torah tells us, Shaftu ha'eda v'hetzilu ha'eda. The Torah tells us that when we're talking about checking the witnesses, that you should judge the witnesses, you should judge them, and you should try to save them. In other words, the objective is not to try to kill the defendant. So over here we have a perfect excuse not to kill him, because the testimony is now too variant, it's too far apart from each other's in order to make it consistent. So therefore, Rava doesn't like Abaya's pshat that they're only off by an hour maximum. So Rava gives a different pshat to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. He says as follows. So Divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Adam Taya Shtei Shois, that a person can make a mistake up to 2 hours apart, which would explain that what he says. Remember, his example was the second hour and the third hour. So if you look at from the beginning of the second to the end of the third, it's only amount of 2 hours, and that's why it's able to be consistent. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Taya Shalosh Shois, Chazer Mashu. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's up to 3 hours. So again, the beginning of the third hour to the end of the fifth is the maximum of almost 3 hours, and therefore it's not a problem, because that kind of mistake is still considered a legitimate mistake. And the Gemara explains the Divrei Rabbi Meir, Adam Tayer Shtei Shois, Chazer Mashu, that according to Rabbi Meir, a person can make a mistake up to 2 hours. Ma'isuki Havei. So let's talk about when the incident actually happened. Oy betchilas shtayim, oy besayv shalosh, it happened either the beginning of the second hour or the end of the third hour. V'chad me'inayu katoyi be'shoyis choser mashu. And one of them is making the mistake up to 2 hours. So the one of them is saying at the right time. Let's just use the example of the 3 hour guy was saying he meant 3 hours, he meant the end of the third hour. And the 2 hour guy, which was off, okay, fine, so he's off by 2 hours. It's not a problem at all, because according to Reb Meir, you have up to 2 hours to make a mistake. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and the same thing is true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Adam Toya Shalosh Shois Chasam Ashu. You can make a mistake up to 3 hours. And Ma'isuki Havei. So when did the incident actually happen? Or Betchilas Shalosh, up to the beginning of the third hour. Or Besayv Chamesh, or the end of the fifth hour. V'chad Menel Katoya Shalosh Shois Chasam Ashu. And again, one of them is saying a mistake up to 3 hours. Let's say in this case the incident happened at the beginning of the third hour, and the one who said 5 hours. It could have meant even the end of the fifth hour, but still, at maximum, it was within 3 hour difference, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's okay. But Tosfos points out, and a lot of Rishonim agree with this, that you just have to realize that we're talking about only one of the Edim is making a mistake. It makes a difference for a lot of reasons, but only one of the Edom is actually, if you look at the Gemara is very meduyik. The Gemara says the incident actually happened in the beginning of, let's say, the third hour, and the one who said 5 hours is off by 3 hours. But only that 5 hour witness is making the mistake. Not like we wanted to say, according to the first shot in Abaya, where both of them were making a mistake by a half hour, and therefore they were really saying the same thing. That's not how the Gemara is explaining it now, and that's not how all the Rishonim, not all the Rishonim, Tosfos and two other Rishonim explain, that rather one aid is actually getting it correct, and the other aid is saying something incorrect, but that's okay because he's still consistent within the time frame that's allowed. So that's the way the Rishonim are explaining. It makes sense, unless you're talking about something, as opposed to, as we'll see in a second, by the Edom Zomimim can't have, their Edus has to be precise. And we'll see why in a second. Tanan, we learned in another Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Now we're going to get down to what they actually did. They used to check the witnesses, when they came in, they used to check them with 7 specific questions. Be'ez HaShvua, what year of Shemitah, Be'ez HaShana, what year this was, Be'ez HaChodesh, what month, Bekama B'chodesh, what day of the month, Be'ez HaYom, what day of the week, Be'ez HaShoah, what hour, Be'ez HaMokom, and of course, what place. Ma ben Chakiris LeBedikos. So those were the specific Chakira type of questions. Then you have Bediko questions, which are just generally checking to see if the Edom know what they're talking about. But what's the difference between the different types of questions? Chakirois, Amar Echad Mehen, and Yodei, if one of the Edom say about a Chakira question, like what day of the week, if they say, I don't know the answer, Edusim B'Telu. The Eidos doesn't count anymore, and we'll see why. Bedikos, but if when you're asking just general questions, Afilu Shneim Oimrein Anu Yodim, even if both witnesses say we don't know, Eidos and Kayemis, the Eidos still is intact. Now, Bahavinabo, the Gemara wants to know, Maishno, Chakirus, and Maishno Bedikos, what's the difference? Either way, why in some cases do they have to know the answer, and in some cases it's okay if they don't? Mamrin, and the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin explains, Chakirois, Amar Echad Mehen, and Yodeya. By a Chakira type of question, if somebody says, I don't know the answer, Edusim B'Telu, it invalidates the whole testimony. Because it becomes the type of Edus that you're not able to turn into Edom Zomimim. Because Edom Zomimim, the way they work is they have to say, we were with you at that specific time. Now, if we can't say that, if you say you don't know when it happened, so then we can never say, I was with you at that time, because you don't know when it happened. So therefore, that type of question, and the Torah requires that any Edus that we're going to accept has to be Edus that you can turn into Hazamo, that you can prove that it was completely false, and the Edom become responsible for the type of for what the victim theoretically or the defendant would have been responsible for. In any event, that only is true about Chakiris. Bedikos, however, when you're dealing with a general type of question, Edus Sha'ata Yachol Lahazimohi, it's still Edus that you're able to turn them, even if they say they don't know, it's still Edus that they're able to say the witnesses can become Edom Zomimim because the witnesses still defined when the incident actually occurred. Now, that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. Now the Gemara in Pesachim turns back and says, "Yihamr toy inshi kule hai." But if according to what you're saying, a person can make a mistake, let's say according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Ashi, it's up to 3 hours. So even if they ask you specifically what hour, Nami, it's still Eidos Shi'ata Yachol Azim. It's still Eidos that you're never really able to prove. Why the Amri Mitzikah toy? Because if they'll say, yeah, I was with you at 2 o'clock, the Edom will say, no, what we meant to say was 2 o'clock really means 5 o'clock. So you weren't with us at 5, you were with us at 2. So it's still Edos that you're not able to be mazim. So the Gemara answers, and it has to be very precise. The Gemara answers, Yavinu lo kula toyusayu. The case is that when the people come and say, the Edom come, the second set of Edom come and try to turn them into Edom Zomimim, they have to be able to say, we were with you the entire time, meaning the entire possible mistake type of time, from the beginning of that time to the end of the time. They have to be able to, what does that mean? The Reb Meir, Yavina lo mitchila shor rishoyna ad saif chamesh. According to Reb Meir, they had to be able to say that it was with you from the beginning of the first hour, because that's up to 2 hours off the 2 o'clock, up to the 5 o'clock, which is 2 hours, up to the 2 hours after three, so that's up to five. And really, we should really even give him more than that time. We should say before 1 o'clock. But people don't make a mistake between night and day, as we'll see. When you're talking about daytime versus nighttime, as opposed to a time during the day, people don't make that kind of mistake. So even though he said 2 o'clock, and you get to make up to a 2 hour mistake, still you can't go before 1 o'clock, because before 1 o'clock is before one sunrise. 1 o'clock meaning the first hour of the day. So therefore, we say that the Edom Zomimim or the Edom that are coming to say that the first set are Edom Zayimim, they have to be able to say, we were with you the entire time from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the fifth hour. And that's okay. And then they can become Edom Zayimim. Now, Rashi and Tosfos actually both point out that we're talking about over here, you can't just say, we were with you the whole day and without giving a time, because the Torah specifically says that you ask him what time. So if they're asking what time, you have to be able to say, I was with you at that time. You can't just say, I was with you on Tuesday. That's not considered proper Edus. In any event, so you have to be able to say, I was with you 2 o'clock, or from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. In this case, the first hour to the 5 hour. So similarly, the Gemara just continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda, Yavina lemetchila shor rishayna, that you get from the beginning of the first hour, va'at saif shishas, until the end of the sixth hour. Remember, now the second aid said, I saw it at 5. So we only give him till the end of the sixth hour, which is 1 hour. So the Gemara asks, to begin who denesed lo mei karsvei. Really, the person who said 3 o'clock, the third hour, should really go all the way to the beginning of the day, not just to the beginning of the first hour. Ella ben yomam alalai tal yinchi. As we mentioned before, people don't make mistake between the daytime and nighttime. So therefore, before 1 o'clock is not an option, because it's a different type of day. It's not daytime versus nighttime. It's not part of the day. So therefore, can't go before 1 o'clock. And similarly, the other way around, the Badinhu Denesif Lekametvei, and really we should say later, meaning the one who said 5 o'clock could make up to a 3 hour mistake, could really be 8 o'clock, but still we say only up to the sixth hour. Why? But we don't make this, we don't say that. Because when it comes to the before the morning versus afternoon, people again, once again, don't make that kind of mistake. So the witnesses that are trying to make them into Eidim Zayimim just have to say that we were with you in the morning hours, which again, they have to be precise, and they have to say from the first hour to the sixth hour, but they don't have to talk about after that, even though theoretically a person can make a mistake up to 3 hours, but they can only make a mistake of 3 hours within a range, within a morning or within an afternoon, but they don't necessarily make a mistake from the morning time to the afternoon time. And that's all the Eidim have to say. So the Gemara's Maskana is that even though we're talking about people can make a mistake, they have to be able to make a, they can only make a mistake within a range, and therefore if second set of Eidim wants to make some Eidim Zayimim, they have to say we were with you that entire time within that range. Okay, now Rashi points out that also the truth of the matter is if they say we were with you, let's say at 1 o'clock, or the first hour of the day, that only proves that the person who said 5 o'clock really could never have said Eidus about 1 o'clock, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, they can only make a mistake of up to 3 hours. So if they say we were with you at 1 o'clock, that is really beyond what anything the fifth hour guy was testifying about. However, what that does accomplish is it at least says, fine, one of the two Eidim is definitely possible. He may not be technically, you know, within the quotation marks, Eidim Zayimim, but he is at least possible, because now if he was with the second set of Eidim at 1 o'clock, he could not have been there during the time period that the fifth hour guy is testifying. So Rashi says that what we're saying over here is that not necessarily this will turn into Eidim Zayimim. However, at a minimum, it will destroy the Eidus and invalidate the Eidus, and it's at least a degree where they will not be able to kill the defendant anymore. So that's just something to notice over here, because there is a large time frame from the beginning of the first aid to the end, to the time frame of the second aid. All right, now the Gemara continues about this point as well. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Rameir Omer Oichlin Kolhei, this is our Mishnah. Rameir says that they could eat chametz during the entire fifth hour, aside from Betchilas Vav, and they burn the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oichlin Kol Dalid. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can only eat up to the fourth hour. Betchilin Kolhei, and during the fifth hour, you don't eat, but you don't have to burn either. And we saw in the Mishnah you can feed your animals. Aside from Betchilas Vav, and you also, again, he says, you have to burn your chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, based on what we just said, that people make mistakes, La Abaya Aliba de Reb Meir, according to Abaya, that explains Reb Meir Shita de Omar, Ein Adam Tayyav Eloi Klum, according to the first year, so that he doesn't make a mistake at all, so Nechol Kulishit, so you should be able to eat up to the sixth hour, because remember, Midar Reis, you only have to burn chametz by the seventh. So you should be able to eat even the entire sixth hour, because a person doesn't make a mistake, meaning if the understanding according to Reb Meir is that people don't make mistakes, they know exactly what time they're going to eat, what time of the day it is, so why are you making gezeiros 4, 2, 3 hours before? Just be able to eat during that time. And according to the second Gerson that Abaye explains to Reb Meir, that people do make a mistake a little bit. Okay, so fine, you can't eat the whole sixth hour because you get to, getting too close to the Sreifa time, but you should be able to, at least towards the end of the hour, you should be able to eat. And similarly, according to the way Abaye explains Rabbi Yehuda's Amar Adam Tayachatisha, that you're able to make a mistake up to a half hour, Nechalad Palgadashis. Fine, again, same idea. Be able to eat until the half of the 6 hour. Even if you make a mistake up to an hour and a little bit, Nechalad Saif, hey, you should be able to eat to the end of the fifth. Now remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita in our Mishnah, you have to stop eating at the end of the fourth hour, which is way before the end of the fifth. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, so what's the difference? How come by Eidus would say that a person's able to make a mistake up to a limited amount, but by Bedikas Chametz, all of a sudden we require, or eating the Chametz, we require to stop eating way before, either 2 or 3 hours beforehand? So Amar Abaya, Eidus Mesura Lizrizim Chametz L'chol Moser. It's a very interesting tarot. So Gemara says that the difference is that when you're dealing with Eidus, a person's going to come into Bezdin, they know that Bezdin's going to ask very specific questions. In order for them to be able to testify, they really have to pay attention to what they're saying. So they are going to pay attention to the time, and they're going to be precise. Whereas when you're dealing with eating chametz, that is every single person in Klal Yisrael is included here. So yes, there may be people who are good at this and telling time, but then you also have the element of Klal Yisrael who are not paying attention to what time it is, and it's too risky to allow them to eat chametz up to the last minute. You're right, it's true that people only make slight mistakes when you're dealing with attentive people. But when you're dealing with everybody, there's too much mistake possible, so we have to be more careful and pull back in time. And the Gemara says the same thing. Remember, Rava said, according to Reb Meir, that they make the mistake of a mashu up to 2 hours. So, again, same thing. Here, according to Reb Meir, he says that they're able to eat up to the fifth hour. So they should really not be able to eat even from the beginning of the fifth hour. Why? Because that's 2 hours. That's a 2 hour mistake. So if you have to burn chametz in the seventh, you shouldn't be allowed to eat already starting from the beginning of the fifth. So the Gemara answers, don't worry about that. Why? Because hey, chametz b'mizrach v'zayin chametz b'mayrav. Like we said earlier, the difference is that the seventh hour of the day is already the afternoon, and the fifth hour of the day is the morning. So people don't make a mistake between the morning and the afternoon, because in the morning the sun is on the east, and in the afternoon the sun is in the west. So people don't make that kind of mistake, and therefore we don't have to be that stringent, and we'll allow you to eat the entire morning, but once it comes towards the afternoon already, then you have to stop. So the Gemara says, Yachi b'shis nami nechum. If so, that people realize when it's the afternoon, and the sun has to be all the way in the west in the seventh hour, so then you should be allowed to eat even during the sixth hour. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava, shis yama b'karnosa koi. So the difference is that six is already in the middle of the afternoon, the midday, the sun is really right on top of us. And then already it gets confusing whether the sun is leaning a little bit to the east or it's leaning a little bit to the west. Rashi, by the way, doesn't say the middle, because it's not the middle of the sky, because it's off to the south a little bit, because the sun goes around. But the point is that it is it's hard to tell exactly whether it's morning or afternoon. So that already people between the sixth hour, between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that already people make a mistake, and therefore we have to stop the eating before the sixth. Now the Gemara says, "Varava aliba the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Adam Taya Gimel Shoyes Chaser Mashahu." So now he says you can make a mistake up to 3 hours. Mitzchilas Dalad Loinechol. You shouldn't even be allowed to eat from the beginning of the fourth hour. So again, the Gemara says that's not a problem. Hey, Chama b'Mizach Shabbat Chama b'Mayriv. So the Kosher Kain Dalad. So again, the difference between the seventh hour and the fourth hour is too big of a difference that people are going to make a mistake. Even though in terms of timing, in terms of hours, 3 hours, people can make a mistake in confusing what time an incident happened. But in terms of before the afternoon or after the afternoon, that already people don't make a mistake, and you should be able to eat during the fourth hour. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, why do you have to stop eating at the end of the fourth? You should, again, if you're not going to confuse morning and afternoon, you should be able to eat during the fifth hour. So Tirgama Abaya Liba de Rava. So Abaya came to save Rava. He explained Rava Shita Eidus Mesura Lizrizim Chametz L'chol Moser. He says again, don't worry. Because you're dealing with Chametz, you're dealing with everybody in Klal Yisrael. People make bigger mistakes than we're dealing with Eidim, who are very makbid on the time. So therefore, again, we have to add extra stringencies. That's Abaya's answer. Rava Omar Lav Hayin the time of the Rabbi Yehuda. So he says no. Really, the reason according to Rabbi Yehuda is Ella. it's a whole different reason. It's not because people make a mistake over here. El Rabbi Yehuda L'taimei, it's really Rabbi Yehuda according to his own shita. The Amar that says generally ein bir chametz ella tzreifa, that you have to do the bir chametz, you have to do the bir with fire. You have to burn it. So therefore, v'yabul rabban and shah achas lukoy fa etzim. So the Chacham gave you an extra hour just to collect the wood, so you won't forget to do the burning of the chametz when the time comes. And therefore, that's why we add an extra hour of when you have to stop eating. Because if you're going to be eating the whole time, and then all of a sudden it's just going to happen that you have to burn it, people aren't going to pay attention. But if you have to give them time, a break, so then people are collecting the wood, of course they're going to realize what time it is, and they're going to do the sreifa when the time comes. Okay, so the Gemara says, they say Ravina L'Rava, so Ravina now asks Rava Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesai Shaloi B'Shas B'Yurei. When do we say that you have to do this, you have to get rid of the chametz, you have to do the sreifa, Shaloi B'Shas B'Yurei. And I'm not translating, okay. Shaloi B'Shas B'Yurei, according to Rashi, means before during the sixth hour. Because you really only do the bedikah during the seventh. You only do the sreifa during the seventh. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns just the opposite. Aval b'shas biurei. But when it's time to do the bedikah, shvasai b'chol dover. You can do it. You could burn it. You can get rid of it with any way, anything you want. So what's the big deal? The way Rashi explains the question is, like, why do you have to give them time to collect the wood so that you bedafka do the burning? Let them, even if they don't collect the wood and they forget to do the burning, what's the big deal? They'll just do the beer any way they want. Okay, so what do you have to give them the extra hour for? That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question. Ela Amar Rava, so you know why we give them extra time? Because we're afraid that it's going to be a cloudy day, and on a cloudy day you don't have the advantage of noticing that the sun is in the east or the sun is in the west. You won't know exactly what time it is, so again we have to give them extra time. Nothing to do with the collecting of the wood. So again, if you're so worried that it's a cloudy day, you'd have no idea what time it is, why you shouldn't even be allowed to eat in the fourth hour. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa Dalid Zman Suda Lakohi. The fourth hour, as Tosfos points out, this is only negated to eating chametz. The fourth hour is a time when everybody basically is eating now. So everybody's eating, so people know, so the way Rashi explains, people know when it's eating time. So therefore they're not going to make a mistake. They're going to realize, oh, now it's the fourth hour of the day, okay, I can eat now. But when it gets closer to the time and people aren't doing a precise action and they're not eating and they're not doing anything and they're not going to pay attention between the fifth hour and the afternoon and so forth, we have to give them extra time to keep them away from making a mistake. Okay, now the Gemara goes off on this topic. Tana Rabbanan, Rabbanan Torah, Shah Rishayna Maicha Ludim. So Rashi explains that Ludim are people that are very hungry, they're Rav Sanusim. They like to eat a lot. So the first hour of the day, as soon as they get up, they're ready to eat. Shnia, Meichel Listim. And the second hour of the day, also Listim are robbers. They also like to eat, but the difference is that since they're up all night robbing, the first hour of the day they go to sleep, so they only eat in the second hour of the day. Shlisha is Meichel Yorshim. The third hour of the day is the Yorshim because they don't work for their food, so it's just whenever they get around to it, they eat. Ravi is Meichel Poilim. The fourth hour of the day is when workers start eating because they've been busy working until then. Chamisha is Michael Talmid Chacham, and the fifth hour is when the Talmid Chacham eat because they've been learning till then. Shisha is Michael Kol Odom, but the sixth hour is when everybody eats. The Gemara asked the obvious question of Amar Rav Papa Ravi Yisman Suda L'Choli. We just said 2 seconds ago that the fourth hour is when everybody eats, not the sixth hour. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Epoch, you're right. You insert it that way. Ravi is Michael Kol Odom. The fourth hour is Enechanami when the average person eats. Chamisha is Michael Poilim and push the other two off by an hour. The fifth hour is when the workers eat. Shisha is Michael Talmid Chachamim. The sixth hour, because again, the Talmid Chachamim are learning all morning, so they only get to eat by the sixth hour of the day, which is still the morning. But if the person doesn't eat by that point, it's like throwing a stone into a barrel or a bag that contains wine. So I saw a very interesting pshat, that the pshat is that when you throw a stone into a bag of wine, all it does is it makes the water level rise. But you didn't accomplish anything. You didn't get anywhere. There's no more wine in the bag, it just looks higher. So the same thing also over here also, when a person eats, if a person doesn't eat in the morning, they only eat in the afternoon, okay, so you think you're filling something up, but you're not really accomplishing anything, it's not working for your system. Amar Abaye, lo yamaran ela deloy toim midi. When we say that you haven't eaten, if eating in the afternoon doesn't count, we're only talking about if you didn't eat at least something in the morning. Abaye toim midi b'tzapra, less lon bo, but if you ate something in the morning already, so then it's not going to be a problem. So then when you eat later, it's going to count for something. However, the Mepharshim also point out that it's still better to eat in the morning than to eat a little bit, just a drop in the morning, and then eat later in the afternoon. It's still healthier to eat first thing in the morning. Amar Rav Ashi. Okay, so now we're going to get back to what we're talking about over here. So Amar Rav Ashi, machloikis be'edus kach machloikis be'chomet. So again, if you notice, this, you have a shita from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda arguing in our Mishnah whether you stop eating chomet 2 hours or 3 hours before this man. And you also have when the Mishnah in Sanhedrin is also machloikis Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about whether a person makes a mistake by 2 hours and 3 hours. So comes along Rav Ashi and says, oh, by the way, they're arguing really about the same point. The same Rav Meir says 2 hours there, says 2 hours here. Rabbi Yehuda says 3 hours by Eidus, he says 3 hours by Chometz also. So Gemara says, Pshita, Hainohach, it's the same thing. They both said 2 or 3 hours, depending on what Shita you're following. Hainohach Tamirin, that's what we said before. So the Gemara says, Halkam Ashmelon, Shnuyeh Deshanino, and Shnuyeh Hi. In other words, it's very easy to explain that the Machlekes Rav Meir Shita here and Rav Meir Shita in Sanhedrin are really based on a different logic, and it's different Tanoim that are explaining it. Because by in Sanhedrin they're making a mistake of 2 hours. Over here they're really making a mistake of only 1 hour, and then we make Xeris and so forth. So the Gemara wants to tell us that no, really it's the same Shita. And really the reason why we add extra time in Psachim is because we're dealing with all of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to by Eidos we're only dealing with the people that are Makbid. And therefore, so the Gemara wants to say, but it's really consistent, it's the same Shita. So what's the point? V'loy tema tanoi, so that you don't say that it's a Machlekes Tanoim. Explaining either Rav Meir Shita or Rav Yehuda Shita as different, according to different Shitas, but rather we want you to know that it's really the same Shita, and really Rav Meir consistently says always 2 hours, and Rav Yehuda consistently says always 3 hours, except the difference is that by Eidos, you could rely on the fact that they're not going to make too big of a mistake, whereas by Chometz, you have to take into consideration that all of Klal Yisrael is involved, and other people are going to make a mistake, and therefore you have to give them a little bit of extra time. So Gemara then continues, Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi, all that we're saying that people make mistakes is only when they talk about the second hour of the day, the third hour of the day, so people don't know exactly what time it is. So it's only talking about when they're dealing with how many hours into the day. But if one discusses, says a time which is not based on an hour, but based on a time frame, says it's before night time. The other one says it's after night, the sun rose. Say this in potato. That's bottle already, because then already people don't make a mistake between the difference between night and day. So pshit, of course, we've only been discussing hours, not night and day. So that's not a chiddush. But rather, the chiddush case is as follows. One person said it happened before the sun rose at all. The other one says it happened during, while the sun was coming up. So edus and betelo, that also the chiddush is that the edus is bottle. So because you would have thought it's the same time, kamash malan, it's a different time. So hanami pshita, of course, it's the difference between before sunrise or middle of sunrise. So how would I have considered that the same? So ma'azatemo tabay chodem milsukamir. You might have thought the chiddush is false. I might have thought that they're really discussing the same time. So why did one person talk about while the sun was coming up? Because it could have been that the victim was or the defendant was standing where the sun was already, where it was already light. The zahuri ba'almot chazi, and what he thought he was seeing was the rays of the sun of light, and therefore he referenced it as while the sun was as b'soichanetzachama. But he really meant before the sun came up. He just didn't know precisely exactly when the sun came up, because it looked to him like the sun was coming up. But it could very well be that they're really talking about the same time. Kamash malon. That's why this is now a chiddush. Rashi is now telling us a chiddush that no. That if one person says it happened before Nates and the other person says it happened during the Nates, to say that I was based on the fact that it looked light outside and consider that really to be before Nates is not true. But rather, if somebody says B'soicha Nates, they mean the sun is already coming up. And the person who said before Nates means before the sun started to come up. And we have to consider that two types of Aegis that are not consistent with each other, and we are not going to accept that Aegis. All right, we'll stop here.